When did you first figure out this was going to be a possibility?
Well, in fourth grade, I won this award. I won the same award for perfect attendance from kindergarten to fourth grade, and I just kept that going until now.
And all of this has been in the College Station district?
Yes. I've been in the College Station district from kindergarten at South Knoll to 12th grade at Consol.
So South Knoll, and then where after that?
I went to South Knoll, and then I went on to Oakwood Intermediate, and then AMCMS, the middle school, just across from Oakwood, and then I went to the high school. So it's always been College Station's ISD for me.
And any potential conflicts or roadblocks to making this happen?
Sometimes I really, because I want to do well, sometimes it was tough for me to go to school because I was probably, I stayed up late the previous night doing homework or projects. And that's the biggest roadblocks, I would say. Just like the occasional, I would get up in the morning and I really didn't feel like going to school. But apart from that, I never had any health issues or anything like that. So nothing major in terms of roadblocks.
Tell me about some of your extracurricular activities.
Well, I used to play golf a lot. I played varsity golf for the high school from freshman to sophomore year. And golf took up a lot of my time. But then I started playing bass guitar, and that's one of my major hobbies now. I like playing bass guitar a lot. But apart from that, I like playing video games like other teenage guys. I hang out with my friends, my family. But yes, and also I'm in the jazz band right now. Well, not anymore because I graduated, but I did play in the high school jazz band as a senior.
Academically, how you're doing?
Academically, I would say I'm doing pretty good. I graduated in the top 10% of my class. And academically, I do very well. And I think that's largely part due because I come from a very scholarly family. My dad, he has a PhD in engineering, and my mom, she has a bachelor's in education. So they really emphasize the value of education. And I think that is why I take academics really seriously.
I was going to ask, your parents, could be real academic whizzes, and you may not have any interest at all, but apparently you do have that academic interest.
Yeah, they really ingrained that since early childhood. They say getting a good education and always pursuing excellence in academics is very important.
So what do you plan on doing at UT?
Right as of now, I signed up to major in actuarial science. That is a mathematical discipline that focuses on calculating financial risk, especially for insurance companies. But it's not just confined to insurance companies. Actuaries, they can also work for banks, other companies. They can even work for universities. But they just deal with calculating risk for in terms of financial for the companies.
Combining academics with your golf activity and your musical hobby, sounds like you've had a very well-rounded upbringing so far.
Yes, I would say so too. I've never just focused all my time in one thing. That's actually something my parents also emphasize with me, is to try to become a well-rounded individual. And then, because then it makes you better able to get used to things in the world after high school, especially. So yes, they always emphasize be a well-rounded individual. Don't just focus on academics. Also have fun while you're doing it. Go hang out with friends, hang out with family, play video games, do fun stuff apart from just studying and trying to do well in school.
How much teasing have you received considering your dad works at A&M and you're headed to Austin?
As soon as I tell some people I'm going to Austin, especially around my dad's office, they do kind of tease me a little bit. But I know it's just all fun and games. It's not anything serious. But yes, I have gotten some teasing because of that.
How much do you think about the perfect attendance?
I do think about it occasionally now that some now that people are making a big thing about it. But before that, I never really thought about that. It wasn't something that came up a lot as I was busy pursuing it.
It just sounds like something that is just part of your DNA, that you just get up, do your things, and you just do it as a matter of fact.
Yes, exactly. I really didn't think about it much as I was doing it. It's just part of my daily routine to, from August to May, I go to school.
Well, it sounds like that kind of discipline and work ethic is going to fare you very well.
I would say so, yes, because the field I'm trying to do, actuarial science, requires a lot of persistence, and you can't give up. You have to keep on trekking on. And I would say that I did that in school. I went every day. I was able. I think that's really going to count a lot towards me so I can be successful to become an actuary in the future, because it is a very, very hard, rigorous thing to try to do.